Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorty Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
And good evening and welcome to Tomahawk High School and Girls High School Basketball tonight, where the Wausau East Lumberjacks, looking for their first win of the season, take on a Tomahawk team that has been struggling as well. They have just two wins on the year, and those came early in the season. So both of these teams are looking for some positive news in the win-loss column as they head into this final week of the regular season of the high school girls basketball season. Lumberjacks coming in with a record of 0-19. They have been close in some games, other games not so close. One of those not so close ones, the last one against Wausau West on Friday night. The Warriors hammered the Lumberjacks by a score of 68-23. East had no answer for Jasmine Sams and Kira Kolbeck in that game, and they fell behind early and could never really make a game of it. The game before that, though, it was a tough one, a tough loss for the Lumberjacks. Double overtime to the Lakeland Thunderbirds, 60-57. They've been close in some games this year, and they'd like to get one here as they only have one game remaining in the regular season. That's a conference game this Thursday night at Stevens Point, and we'll have that game for you right here as well before they head into the tournament. And the pairings were drawn for the tournament. The seeding meetings were held over the weekend, and the Lumberjacks in Division II will visit Rhinelander for their first tournament game, and that's coming up a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, March 4th, in Rhinelander, as the Lumberjacks get the Hodags in the first tournament game. This Tomahawk squad is in Division III, and their first tournament game is also a week from tomorrow night, and they will be on the road as well, heading over to Peshtigo to take on that high school in a tournament game. They've got a three-game regular season week, though. Tomahawk playing tonight and then also playing Thursday night at home against Antigo before finishing on the road at Ashland on Saturday afternoon. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the starting lineups, and get set to go. It's high school girls basketball coming up on a Monday night here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100.
A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union.
But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle.
Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing financing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU Great Rate Loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Tomahawk High School as we get set for tonight's girls basketball matchup between the Lumberjacks and the Tomahawk Hatchets. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Tomahawk, it will be Talon Jones, a junior, Devin Swan, a senior, Emmy Larson is a junior, Jesse Harmon, a senior, and Amanda Tim, a senior. For head coach Amanda Duncan, assisted by Terry Tim and Alyssa Galvin. For the Lumberjacks, it'll be Callie Sather, a 5'6 junior. Olivia Zipperer back in the lineup. She sat for most of the Wausau West game after getting knocked down and getting a deep bruise on her leg and couldn't finish that game, the 5'8 sophomore, but back in the lineup tonight. Jory Meyer is a 5'5 junior. Alicia Miles, a 5'8 sophomore, and Hannah Uding, 5'11 junior, for head coach Andy Meyer, assisted by John Budnick, Jeff Waldvogel, Sarah Johnson, Haley Houghton, Angie Popowski, and Lindsay Place. So Lumberjacks, of course, a young squad. Just one senior on this team. That's Bailey Lidke. She'll get some time tonight off the bench, but a very young squad, and they are taking their poison this year as they have not been able to get into the win column yet. And Coach Meyer is thinking that maybe this week is the week, because Tomahawk and Stevens Point, two teams that they should be able to play with, although Spash is coming off a pretty good effort. They lost at EC Everest, but it took the Evergreens double overtime to beat the Spash Panthers. And there are some that are suggesting that it was a game that cost Everest a bit of a position in the seeding meetings this weekend. The Evergreens are a 3 seed despite their really good season, and they will take on the Wausau West Warriors in their first-round tournament game Friday, March 7th. That's a pretty tough matchup for an opening-round game. Everest and West, a 3 and a 6 seeds going into the tournament. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org, and also by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. We'll take one more timeout, come back, and get set for the tip. It's East Girls Basketball coming up against Tomahawk after this on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
Top kickback here at Tomahawk. Both teams have been introduced, and we are just about set to go in this matchup between the Lumberjacks and Tomahawk in girls basketball. Don't forget a doubleheader coming up for you tomorrow night. First up, it'll be the Wausau boys beginning tournament play in Division II as they host the Lakeland Thunderbirds at the East Gym. That'll be followed by DC Evers girls basketball tomorrow night as the Evergreens travel to Eau Claire North. Chris Conley will have the call of that following our East boys tournament basketball game tomorrow night. But tonight it's regular season girls hoops, and the Lumberjacks are in red with the white and black trim. Tomahawk is in white tonight with the gold and blue trim. And let's see if the Lumberjacks can get that elusive first victory of the season here tonight. Alicia Miles jumping center, and East will control it. Jory Meyer runs down the tip in the backcourt and gives it to Olivia Zipperer. See how she's moving on that leg after sitting out much of the West game the other night. They get the pass into the post to Uding. They kick it right back outside. Zipperer top of the key, passed up a three. Here's Sather putting up a shot, up and in. Callie Sather hits her first shot of the night. It's 2-0 Lumberjacks, and East is going to press full court and try to double the ball. Now Alicia Miles went for the steal, didn't get it. Tomahawk into the front court. Devin Swan on the dribble. She steps back, shoots a three, and hits it. Devin Swan left open, knocks down a three from the left wing. 3-2 Hatchets. Zipperer into the front court. Passes to Jory Meyer. Back to Zipperer out on top. Into Uding in the post. Kicks it out to Sather. She's going to launch a three. Back bracket no good. Jory Meyer pulls down the long rebound. Zipperer passed up a three this time. Drives in. Shoots it off the glass too hard. And Tomahawk pulls back the rebound. Back the other way. The Cubs shot thrown up. No, but a foul is going to be called on Hannah Uding. And that's going to be two shots for the Tomahawk player who drove in. That's Jessie Harmon. And she'll get a pair here. Just underway. And the Hatchets have a 3-2 lead and a chance to add to it with a couple of foul shots. First one's on the way, and it rattles around and out. No good. Tomahawk with only two wins on the season. Lumberjacks looking for their first. Second free throw rattles around and in for Harmon, and it's 4-2. The two wins for Tomahawk date back to December 3rd against Rib Lake and also January 14th against Prentice. Those are their only two victories this season. Meyer has it right wing. Now it's Zipperer. Her pass nearly knocked away. Sather dribbles it off her foot. It's going to be an over and back violation. Lumberjacks will turn it over. The pass was a little bit high. It might have been tipped. Sather took her eye off it for a moment, and the ball came down, hit off her foot, and rolled into the back court. And an over and back call gives the ball back to Tomahawk here. Turnovers were a real problem for East against the Warriors the other night as well, as West's defense caused all kinds of problems. Here's a drive in the lane, shot block. Oh, but a foul is going to be called. Looked like that was a clean block, but instead it will be more foul shots here as Amanda Tim will go to the line and shoot two. It's going to be on Olivia Zipperer, her first. Tim went right down the lane and shot was blocked. Her first free throw is up and in. 5-2 Hatchets. 6:40 to play here, first quarter. Second foul shot on the way. It's up and in. She got them both. And it's 6-2. Lumberjacks can't let any team get too far away. You've got to keep the game close. Zipper to Sather. Down low to Uding. Kicks it back out. Zipper is open for three out on top. And she hit it. Olivia Zipper knocks down an open three from the top of the key. And it's 6-5. Now East with the pressure. Tomahawk breaks it. Passes into the front court. Here's a drive in the lane. Devin Swan throws up a shot. That's no good. Uding with the rebound. Gets it off to Sather, who will give it off to Zipper, and she'll bring it ahead. Passes to Jory Meyer, right side, free throw line extended. Uding high post, out to Sather. Nice move. She's going to drive in and get fouled, and she'll go to the line. Two shots coming for Callie Sather. She got knocked down hard. She pops back up with a smile on her face. She's got a sore elbow anyway. I think she was talking about that with the coach before the game, it looked like. And she'll be at the line for two here. On the hard foul by Amanda Timm. Nice ball fake. That got her free for a baseline drive, and she drew the foul. And the first foul shot back a bracket, no good. She'll get another here. Sather had a pretty good game against the Warriors the other night. She had 7 points. Hit a couple of threes. Second free throw is up and in. And we're tied at six. Full court pressure again. Here comes the trap. Tomahawk breaks it, but throws it away. And Uding will come away with the loose ball. Long pass ahead, trying to break the press. And they threw it away. And the first turnover of the game. Here's the Lumberjacks back the other way. Sather with it right wing. Pass inside to Uding. She's double teamed. Dribbles out of the double team. Now kicks it back out. Sather finds Zipper. She launches another three and hits another one. Top of the key again for Olivia Zipper. And she's got 6 points. Now the ball dribbled off the foot of the Tomahawk player. They're going to say it was last touched by East. Boy, it sure looked like it went off the foot of the Tomahawk player, but they're going to give it to the Hatchets here. I think that official was screened. I don't think he saw that ball go off the foot. I had a pretty good angle on that. Ball went off the foot of the Tomahawk player who was double-teamed, but the Hatchets will inbound it, and they get it in. Jesse Harmon will be doubled, passes out of the double-team, and now Tomahawk will break pressure into the front court. Taylan Jones gets it in the right corner. Devin Swan with it. She's going to drive down the lane on a nice move. Throws up a high bank shot. No good. Uding pulls down the rebound, but a jump ball is going to be called. Tomahawk tied him up, and they'll keep the ball on the possession arrow. 5:17 to play here, first quarter. Lumberjacks leading 9-6. A couple of three-pointers for Olivia Zipper. Boy, did they miss her in that West game. Now a nice pass getting free on the inbound pass, and they get a layup for Taylan Jones, and it's 9-8, East by one. She got free on the inbounds pass, and they got her the ball and got an easy layup out of it. Jory Meyer, top of the key to Sather. Zipper cut back down along the baseline. They didn't see her to get her the ball. Now she comes back out on top, open for three again, shoots again, and hits again. Olivia Zipper, three threes from the top of the key. They haven't been able to come out and play her yet. Now Tomahawk trying to break pressure again. They get a nice screen, moving screen. They got away with one there. And now Tomahawk in the front court with it. Baseline drive around Uding. Shot thrown up. That's no good. Miles rips away the rebound for Lumberjacks. Here comes Zipper back the other way. Lumberjacks. So they had Miles open. She's going to step up, hit it, shoot a long two. That's no good. Loose ball. Knocked into the back court. And now two players go down. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Alicia Miles. And Tomahawk will have it. Zipper was feeling it. She had Miles on the right wing. Instead, took the long two-point shot just inside the top of the key and left that one short. Long rebound knocked into the backcourt and out of bounds. Tomahawk has it. They inbound it. Taylan Jones with it between the circles. Gives it off to Emmy Larson. She lost it out of bounds. Off her hands out of bounds. Unforced turnover right there, and East will have the basketball. First substitution for the Hatchets, Maggie Godinez will come in. East staying with their starting five so far. Zipper brings it ahead into the front court. Lumberjacks leading 12-8. Zipper to Miles, right wing. Thought about the baseline, and now they say she dragged the pivot foot, and traveling is the call. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks. Tomahawk gets it back. East is still going to pressure in the back court. Now they try a blind pass. It works. They get it across to Emmy Larson, and now they'll slow things down. Skip pass cross court. There's a pass put inside, and the shot put up and in Taylen Jones once again takes the inside pass and hits the hoop. And it's a two-point game, 12-10 Lumberjacks. Zipper into the front court. Gives it to Jory Meyer. Meyer to Miles. Bobbled it for a moment. Meyer got it back. Meyer on the dribble, top of the key. Now to Miles, right wing. To Zipper. Uding kicks it out to Sather, who launches a three and hits another one. Callie Sather hits the three. East with four threes here in the first quarter. They lead it 15-10. Tomahawk breaks the pressure into the front court. Long three-pointer lifted. That's way short. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. East will have it. Substitutions into the game for the Lumberjacks. First of all, a timeout call, though. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Girls Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, girls leading 15-10. East basketball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Lumberjacks with four threes here in the first quarter, three by Olivia Zipper, one by Callie Sather. Those are the only two players who have scored. Sather has six, Zipper with nine. Substitutions, Kennedy Knobloch in the game for the Lumberjacks, and also in for East is Bailey Lidke. Miles and Sather are going to take a breather here. Zipper brings it into the front court. Gives it to Meyer. Now it's Zipper. Looks inside. They want to try to touch the post if they can into Uding, and then she passes out of that. Knobloch to Uding. Out on top. Zipper passed off the three. Pulls up. Takes a shot at the free throw line. That's no good. Blocked, but Uding grabs the rebound and got fouled. Probably going to be a non-shooting foul. So non-shooting foul. East will inbound it on the foul on Emily Verkeelen, who's in the game for Tomahawk. Zipper took that shot. It got blocked. Uding grabbed the rebound. Nice pass inside to Meyer. Puts up a shot. No, but a foul as she came streaking down the lane on the inbound play. Zipper, a little bounce pass to Meyer, and she draws the foul and will shoot two here. Foul is going to go against Maggie Godinez. That's her first. And Jory Meyer at the line for a pair. First one on the way. Back bracket. No good. They've been long with their free throws here in the early going. Substitution for Tomahawk. I have a 21 on my roster. Maybe that's Olivia DeBells, who from the JV team, who wears 21. Second foul shot for Meyer. Rims out, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Tomahawk. Hatchets into the front court. Knight crossover dribble down the lane. Shot put up, underlaid, no good. Jesse Harmon got free with a nice move. And then just underlaid the layup as she drove down the lane. Knobloch into the front court for East to Zipper. Back to Knobloch. She thought about the three. Uding high post. Double team, kicks it out. Jory Meyer, left wing, back to Uding at the free throw line. She's going to shoot from there, missed everything except the bottom of the backboard, and Tomahawk with the rebound. That's a little out of Hannah's range out there past the free throw line. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way. Bounce pass inside, stolen away by Lidke, and she gets fouled. They tried a quick bounce pass inside, and Bailey Lidke was there to get the steal, and the foul called, and East will have the basketball. Alicia Miles and Callie say they're going to check back in. Uding will take her first breather of the night. Knobloch comes out as well. That foul was called on Emily Verkeelen. That's her second. 2:18 to play first quarter. Lumberjacks leading here by 5, 15-10. Remember the game against West the other night? Lumberjacks had 3 points in the first quarter, 17 in the entire first half. Lidke left baseline, now kicks it back out. Meyer launches a three. That's off the rim, no good. Tomahawk with the rebound. Hatchets want to throw it ahead, and they do. They throw it away, though. Alicia Miles with the steal. Another turnover on the Hatchets. Here comes Jory Meyer into the paint. Had the ball knocked away. Loses the handle on it. Gets tied up. They call a jump ball, and East will keep it on the possession arrow. Meyer a little bit out of control as she went down the lane that time and got the ball knocked away from behind. Zipper will inbound it. Gets it into Miles, right wing. Kicks it out to Meyer. Now Zipperer gets a screen from Miles. Shoots and hits. Three-pointer and a foul. And Olivia Zipperer will have a chance for a three-point play. That's four threes here in the quarter for Zipperer. Obviously, that leg can't be bothering her very much. She's feeling her shot tonight. Tomahawk will substitute. Haley Faufau comes into the game. F-A-U-F-A-U. Haley Faufau is a junior. And Zipperer at the free throw line trying to convert the four-point play. And she does. Big quarter of basketball for Olivia Zipperer. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way. Harmon breaks pressure. Bounce pass inside. They get a layup on the other end. Nice drive by Jesse Harmon and a nice feed for the hoop. Zipperer bounce pass high post to Miles. Kicks it back out. Zipperer another three and hits another one. Holy cow. What's going on? Five threes in the quarter for Olivia Zipperer. And it's 22-12 Lumberjacks. We're going to get a timeout called here, I believe. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East Basketball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports and the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Olivia Zipperer has five threes here in the first quarter. She's got 16 of East's 22 points. And a substitution for the Lumberjacks. It's going to be freshman Brenna Ermansky in the game. Remember, Adam Ermansky played football, basketball, baseball for East. His sister, Brenna Ermansky, freshman, getting some time here in the first half. Minute 16 to play in the quarter. Now an overplay by Meyer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harmon. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds, and East will have it. Fifth turnover on the Hatchets. Lumberjacks with only two turnovers in this game so far. One thing that the Hatchets are not playing pressure defense. Miles in the high post, shoots too hard off the glass. Jory Meyer gets the rebound, though. Her pass intercepted. Harmon's going to go the length of the court, and she puts it up. No, it rolls off, but a foul, and she'll head to the line. Sather fouled her, and Harmon's shot went off and rolled off the rim. No good. Meyer had her pass stolen way out on top, and then Harmon was off to the races. Sather, though, ran her down, commits the foul. And the first free throw is short, no good for Jesse Harmon. Amanda Tim comes back in for Tomahawk. Second foul shot for Harmon on the way. It's up and in. She got one of two. And it's 22-13, Lumberjacks by nine. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Meyer has it left wing. Sather, top of the key. Down to Meyer, left hand hits it. Jory Meyer for three. Lumberjacks are really lighting it up from downtown here tonight. Now Harmon breaks pressure again. Bounce pass, shot put up, no, but a foul coming with 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Jesse Harmon has shown that she can handle the basketball and really make the East defenders miss. Another crossover dribble. She got free and fed the open player underneath Swan, who missed the shot but drew the foul, and she'll shoot two here. First one on the way, rims out, no good. 25-13 Lumberjacks. They have hit seven threes here in the first quarter. Second foul shot coming, and Swan gets that one. 25-14, 27 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Zipperer will bring it up slowly. It's into the front court to Sather. Sather gives it off to Meyer between the circles. Meyer backs out the dribble to Sather. Pass inside to Miles. She got knocked down, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tomahawk, and East will keep it. Some of these younger players for the Lumberjacks are going to be a lot better when they get a little stronger and are able to hold their position in the post and take passes when they're under pressure and not get knocked off the ball. That's happened a lot this year in the games I've seen. Now Sather has the ball taken away. Tomahawk out on the break. They pass ahead. Harmon shot, no, but a foul. She'll head back to the line with 4.5 seconds to play in the quarter. So a couple of steals here and a couple of fast breaks have given Tomahawk some free throws here. They have already missed 3 free throws in this quarter. Harmon gets the first one. It rattles around and in. She's 3 out of 5 from the line here. 25-15, Lumberjacks by 10. Second foul shot on the way. That rims out no good. Miles pulls down the rebound. Oh, man, she got hammered on that rebound, got knocked down. Ball went off of her out of bounds. Tomahawk will keep it. Should have been a loose ball foul call there as Miles got sandwiched by a couple of Tomahawk players and got knocked down. They'll inbound it to Harmon. She's going to launch a three. That's too long, and the first quarter will come to an end. Well, the Lumberjacks shooting the lights out here in the early going. They lead it after one, 25-15. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
Back here at Tomahawk, we go to the second quarter. Lumberjack shot 70% from three-point range in that first quarter. 7 out of 10. They were 8 of 15 from the field totally. And they lead it here by 10, 25-15. Tomahawk has the basketball to begin the second quarter. This is Harmon. She's got a nice crossover dribble. Gets to the free throw line, kicks it off. Left wing. Down on the baseline. Amanda Tim passes out. Three ball launch, in and out, no good. Sather rips away the rebound on the miss by Devin Swan. Sather wants to push. Now she stops, gets rid of it to Meyer. Meyer thought about the shot, didn't take it. Now Uding steps inside the free throw line, shoots. That's no good. And the rebound grabbed by Tomahawk. Harmon quickly back the other way. Tomahawk, Harmon's definitely the best ball handler. Now Miles with an overplay and a steal, her second steal of the night. And East has it. Sather will bring it back the other way. Sather into the front court. High post, Uding kicks it out to Miles. Steps up, didn't take the shot. Sather will. Three ball, top of the key. She hits another one. Oh, man. Well, you're feeling it. It gets contagious. It's 28-15. Harmon into the front court. Drives in. Miles runs into a screen. What are we going to have here? They're going to call Miles for the foul there. Alicia Miles ran into a screen. She didn't touch the dribbler, but she ran into a screen, so they call the foul on Miles. Sather's going to take a breather, and Kennedy Knobloch gets back into the game. So it will be Tomahawk basketball. First foul on Miles. They inbound it now. A reach-in foul on Knobloch. Hand-check foul going to be called on Kennedy Knobloch. And that is the 7th team foul, and that means bonus time for the Hatchets. They'll get to shoot 1-1s here. 5 team fouls on Tomahawk, so they've got one to give. Taylen Jones at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. First one's on the way. Up and in. She's got 5 points on the night, and it's 28-16. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Misses the second foul shot. Uding grabs the rebound, and she got fouled. Amanda Tim picks up her second. Loose ball foul. And that means that the next one will put East at the line in the bonus. Zipper will walk it ahead for the Lumberjacks. Pass is high post to Uting. They kick it out to Jory Meyer, left wing. Nice move, got free, drives, throws it off the glass, up and in. Nice move to get free that time for Jory Meyer, and she got the hoop. And it's 30-16. Harmon crossover dribble again. Passes to Taylan Jones, picked up her dribble, now gives it back to Harmon. She's going to launch a three from way out on top. A little too hard. Miles pulls away the rebound. Zipper is going to push this time. Kicks it to Uting, now out on top. Knobloch launches a three. Almost banked that one in. Miles, the offensive rebound, puts it up no. And Tomahawk back the other way. All the way things are going for East tonight, a banked in three wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility. Kennedy Knobloch almost got one right there. Now backing in. Now they kick it outside. Harmon bounce passes back to Amanda Tim. She launches a long one. No. And Knobloch pulls down the rebound. She nailed her own teammate, Jory Meyer, right in the nose, I think, with an elbow. Meyer back up, though, and running the floor. Knobloch picked up her dribble now, needs some help. Uting high post, gives it off to Meyer. Meyer bounce pass inside to Uting. Nice give and go right there. And Uting gets a layup. Jory Meyer with the assist. 32-16. I know they're playing a team with only two wins, but the Lumberjacks look like a very confident team here tonight, especially on the offensive end. There's a three-ball launch right wing. That's short. And Uting grabs away the rebound on the miss by Devin Swan. And now East traveled with the basketball and will give it back. Only the fourth turnover of the game on East so far. Substitution, Brenna Ermansky is going to get back into the game. Jory Meyer will take her first breather of the night. So it's Zipperer, Knobloch, Ermansky, Uting, and Alicia Miles. And the Tomahawk gets it into Emmy Larson. She hands it off to Jones. Taylan Jones picks up her dribble now. They feed it back to her in the paint. Shot blocked by Miles, and the Lumberjacks come away with it. Now we get a whistle, and what do we have? Reach and foul. Ball knocked out of bounds. Now it's going to be a foul on Taylan Jones. That's her first. And it means free throws now for the Lumberjacks in the bonus. And it will be Olivia Zipper at the line to shoot a 1-1 here with 5:04 to play in the first half. East leading 32-16. First foul shot is on the way, and it's up and in. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Second foul shot coming for Olivia Zipper, and she rattles that one home as well. 34-16 East. And it is Jesse Harmon walking the ball ahead. Now crossover dribble into the lane, kicks it right wing, open three, up, no good. The rebound goes off of Zipper, out of bounds. Tomahawk will keep it. Emmy Larson missed that three-ball attempt. Tomahawk has hit 1-3 on the night. The Lumberjacks have hit 8. Tomahawk looks to inbound. Harmon tries to get it in, ball knocked away by Ermansky. Nice defense. And it goes out of bounds. Tomahawk will keep it. Harmon looks to get it in again. Still looking. Now they get it in out on top. There's a drive by Devin Swan, kicking it out. They swing it around. Taylan Jones drives in, throws it off the glass, up and in. Little runner for Taylan Jones off the glass on the right side, 34-18. Ermansky in the front court to Miles in the paint, shoots, ball blocked off of the top of the backboard. It's loose. Now Tomahawk comes away with it. They get it in the front court, pass down on the baseline, bobbled for a moment. Devin Swan gets it back into the lane, throws up a runner, no good. The rebound kept alive by Miles, now a tie-up jump ball. And it will be East basketball on the possession arrow. Tomahawk was 4 out of 9 in the first quarter, but they are only 1 out of 7 here in the second quarter. East leading 34-18, and with the ball as Zipper brings it ahead. Ermansky, left side, now back out on top to Zipper. And Knobloch stepped on the center line. She tried to save the ball. It went off her hands. That pass went off her hands and was going into the backcourt. She tried to save it but stepped on the center line for an over and back call and a turnover. Lumberjacks are going to substitute liberally here. Sather comes back in. So does Meyer. Uding returns. And also into the game for the first time tonight is Naomi Murphy. That's another freshman. So it's Uding, Sather, Murphy, Meyer, and Ermanski. A couple of freshmen on the floor here for the Lumberjacks. They pass right wing. Larson bobbles. Now down in the corner in the baseline. Pass outside. There's a shot launched up and in by Taylen Jones. Jones with the hoop. 34-20, 14-point game. Lumberjacks. Ermanski had the ball knocked away from behind as she was trying to make a pass. Harmon back the other way, and she lays it up and in. Tomahawk making a little run here, and Sather went down hard trying to block that shot. She's okay as she got up. I think now she got nailed. I think she might have a little blood, maybe a bloody nose. Coach is looking for it, looking at it. She's going to come out of the game and get that taken care of, and Zipper is going to get back in. So a little spurt, couple of hoops for Tomahawk has made it a 34-22 game. They get the ball in, and Ermanski brings it into the front court. Gives it off to Jory Meyer. Meyer on the dribble. Right wing Murphy. They loft it over the top to Uding. She catches. It got fouled before the shot. Put it up and in, but they wave off the basket, and Hannah Uding will have to earn it at the free throw line with a 1-1 here. It's going to be the second foul on Taylen Jones. And Hannah Uding at the line for a 1-1. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 35-22, Lumberjacks. Haley Faufau is going to check back in for Tomahawk. Second foul shot for Uding off the front of the rim. No good. Tomahawk with the rebound. Nearly losing the handle on it. East didn't put any pressure on the ball, though, as they were struggling. Three ball launch, rims out, no good. And Ermanski pulls down the rebound. All the way, passes ahead to Meyer, puts it up, yes, and a foul. Ermanski, the freshman, got the ball to Meyer for the layup, and she draws the foul. And it will be a three-point play opportunity for Jory Meyer. Meyer's got 7 points on the night. Lumberjacks were 2 out of 3 from the line in the first quarter. They are 3 out of 4 here in the second. And Meyer hits the free throw. Three-point play for Jory. 38-22 Lumberjacks. So Tomahawk made a little run with a couple of hoops. East gets them back here. Harmon, ball knocked away by Ermanski, but then the Tomahawk player Devin Swan able to get it back. Now she gets rid of it, and a traveling violation called on Tomahawk. East will get it back here. Alicia Miles is going to check back in for the Lumberjacks. And Hattie Uning will take a seat. Tomahawk putting a little pressure on. East breaks it easily. Jory Meyer into the front court. Meyer on the dribble. Miles left wing. Kicks it back to Meyer. Now out on top to Ermanski. High post to Murphy. Passes to Zipper. She launches and left it short. Miles the rebound. The putback no, but Alicia Miles gets fouled and will go to the line. 2:30 to play here, first half. East leading 38-22, and Alicia Miles can add to that as she will shoot two here. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Miles missed the first free throw. She gets another. It's on the way. That's back bracket no good. She missed them both. Tomahawk with the rebound. Jesse Harmon will bring it ahead. Meyer's trying to stay with her, but Harmon's now that crossover dribble comes again. She kicks it right wing. Shot put up. That's no good. The rebound grab by Meyer. Meyer had it nearly knocked away. East with a 3-on-1. They feed Ermanski. No, got... Man, ball knocked out of bounds. They called it a block, so East will keep it. A 3-on-1. They got the ball to Ermanski, but as she went up, the ball was knocked out of her hands out of bounds. East will keep it. And Zipper inbounds it to Murphy. Her pass knocked into the backcourt. Run down by Ermanski, and she is fouled. And Brenna Ermanski will head to the line and shoot. Two in the double bonus now. Tenth foul. And that was called on Devin Swan. So Brenna Ermanski, the freshman. A couple of foul shots here. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 39-22, Lumberjacks. Got to believe that this may be the first time this year that East is ahead by this much. Ermanski with the second foul shot is also up and in. It's 40-22. It's an 18-point lead for the Lumberjacks. Jesse Harmon in the front court for Tomahawk on the dribble. Launches it in the high post to Haley Foul. Gets it back, drives in, throws up a shot. Tough shot, no. Rebound is loose. Now we get a jump ball called. Tomahawk keeps it on the possession arrow. Harmon went at three defenders that time, threw it up, almost went in. Rolled off the rim, and a battle for the rebound turned into a jump ball. Tomahawk looks to inbound it. They get it into Harmon, chop it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Jory Meyer. And Jesse Harmon will go to the line and shoot two. First foul on Meyer. In fact, nobody from East has more than one foul. And Harmon's at the line for a pair. She hits the first one. She's been at the line a lot tonight. She is now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. High School, a minute 45 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading big 40-23. Don't forget, tomorrow night it's a basketball doubleheader right here. East boys in their tournament opener taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds at the East Gym. Pregame show at 7:15. The tip set for 7:30. That'll be followed by DC Everest girls basketball regular season action at Eau Claire North. And we'll have that as the second game of our doubleheader tomorrow night. The Everest boys basketball team begins tournament play on Friday night, and that will be the first half of our possible doubleheader. If the East boys win tomorrow night, they'll be in action on Friday night as well. Harmon hits the second free throw for the Hatchets. It's 40-24 now. East will bring it ahead. Zipper is out there with Ermanski. Kennedy Knobloch out there. Alicia Miles and also Bailey Lidke. Zipper is going to drive in, lost the handle, out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul. She got bailed out right there. She lost the handle on the basketball. She drove to the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Emmy Larson. That's her first. And it will be free throws again for Olivia Zipper. Zipper had a big first quarter, just a couple of foul shots here in the second. She hit 5 threes in the first quarter. Foul shot is up and in. She'll get another. 41-24. Second one coming. And that was a little bit sharp, but it rolled over the front of the rim and in. She got them both. And it's 42-24. Tomahawk brings it into the front court. Harmon. They stopped the crossover at that time, so she stepped back and shot a three. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by Zipper. Now she's double-teamed, needs to get rid of it, and does to Miles. And she got bumped out of bounds. It will be Tomahawk basketball. They got the rebound of that long three missed by Harmon, but then got knocked out of bounds. That's what I talked about getting stronger, being able to fight through those kind of bumps. Here's a Harmon with another three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound grabbed, though, and now thrown out of bounds. It will be East basketball. They tried to get the ball back to Harmon, and the pass went out of bounds. So East has it with a minute 5 to play in the half. Zipper into the front court on the dribble. Backdoor cutter, Ermanski, and gets the layup. Nice backdoor cut right there by Brenna Ermanski, and Zipper got the ball. And it's 44-24, 20-point lead. Harmon, Knobloch cut off that crossover dribble drive. Harmon gets it back, wants to operate. Knobloch stayed in front of her, step back, shoots a three, rims out, no good. The rebound alive, Miles comes away with it. Harmon's missed her last three shots, now running the floor again. This time the pass over the head of Ermanski out of bounds. East will give it back. Seventh turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. With 29.6 seconds to play in the half, East got a little greedy there running the floor in transition. Ermanski was pretty well covered. They threw the ball over her head out of bounds. Jory Meyer's going to come into the game. Lidke comes out. And East will put on pressure here on this possession. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by East. It'll be Tomahawk basketball. Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at the girls' tournament seedings, which came out yesterday. We'll let you know all of the area teams, who's playing who and where they're playing next week. This is the final week of the regular season for girls' high school basketball. Jesse Harmon brings it ahead for the Hatchets into the front court. Harmon on the dribble. High post. Miles tried to knock that away from Foul, but she held her position. Gives it back to Harmon. Harmon tries to drive around Knobloch. Good defense. Her pass is knocked away. Ermanski comes away with it. Brenner Ermanski gives it up to Zipper. Zipper is going to get it across. 3 seconds. Zipper's going to drive. Throw up a shot. They're going to call a traveling violation. She got tied up. Zipper should have just stepped back and taken a shot or else passed it off. She tried to drive against two defenders with just a couple of seconds left and traveled with the basketball. So now Tomahawk will inbound it with just 1 second remaining on the clock. Let them try to take this shot if they want to. Harmon will grab it, and she doesn't get it away, and the first half will come to an end. Pretty good half of basketball. No, a very good half of basketball for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. At 20, it's 44-24. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.